McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1-800-50-1111. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
By the way, just to mention as well, there was a lot of people wanted to get on in relation to that first topic and tell their story. We had loads of people who had been obviously abused physically or otherwise. And unfortunately, we're limited by time. Some callers will take more than others. And the fact of the matter is that I'm not going to cut people short when they're telling a story. So unlike other topics where people are on for 5 or 7 minutes or something at a time, with those kind of topics and those kind of conversations that we have, people can be on for 20 minutes. Because I'm certainly not going to cut people short when they're telling a long story, you know, that has meaning to them. So I do apologise, you know, to Alan and Derry-Ann and a few others who wanted to come on and tell their story. Unfortunately, we can't. We don't have the time to get everyone on. We couldn't discuss it for the whole night because that could be quite depressing to discuss that for the whole night for everybody. And I think we got the general gist of the conversation anyway in the hour and a half that we gave it tonight. And also, by the way, I talked about it today in the podcast too. So let's just kind of bring the mood up a little bit, tempo, because we don't want to depress people going to bed because it is a depressing story, of course. And we talk about aliens. And I don't know whether you believe they exist or we could even coexist. Lily, hi, how are you?
Good evening.
Good evening, Lily.
I like the way you said that about people ringing in about their problems at school or how they got. And really and truly, your show is very good because you really do give people a chance. But I understand you can't let people go on and on and on about their, yeah. It's very good, but your show is very good.
Yeah, but you can't let, unfortunately, some nights, you know,
yeah,
it's difficult for us to get, you know, callers on a certain topic, yeah, or whatever. But other nights we could fill the whole show for 3 hours with people who want to talk about a certain thing.
Yeah, but you're the only show that, like, Niall, you're the only show on this island who gives people a chance to express their opinion. And I think it's absolutely brilliant.
Ah, thanks
and
very
you're
much,
very, you're very good, and Connor is lovely, and all the ones that ring and say, do you want to...
Molly, as well. Is Molly lovely? She's lovely.
She's adorable.
Don't forget Molly and Anya when she's here as well. Okay, so back to aliens, Lily. Do you believe...
Niall.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
first and foremost, sorry, Niall, go on. You're it's your show. You allow.
No, man, no. It's your show too, Lily. Do you believe there's aliens out there?
Niall, please. First and foremost, let me say something to you. The first point I want to make: there are no such thing as other human beings or aliens living on any other planet. And I'm not saying that because I'm great. Oh, Lily knows everything. No, I don't. But if they did exist, I thought the topic was, is there any other humans that's so intelligent past human beings? So I told Connor, I think animals are very intelligent.
Oh, they are. They are.
Like, animals know when the weather's going to get bad. Animals know how to, you know, they know how to give birth. Nobody tells them. No one comes in and says, we're going to give you... hello, cow, or whatever.
Has your waters broke? I'm going to get a midwife for you. By the way, I said this before. You take, for example, a baby elephant, right? A baby elephant is born, and elephants, as you know, all they do all day is walk. They walk about 50 miles a day. And the baby elephant, within 10 minutes, has to be able to walk with the pack. So as human beings, when we're born, we're useless. We can't feed ourselves, we can't walk, we can't talk, we can't see. We're useless when we're born.
That was my second point. That,
yeah.
When he said, is there other species? But really and truly, from experience, I've seen, we always had dogs or cats or whatever, but they can sense things. They can sense, actually, dogs and cats can sense when a person is feeling a little bit, maybe a little bit down or depressed or something, and they are allowing animals into homes where there are people.
Mm.
So I seen a lady who had Alzheimer's, and when my friend and me brought the dog into her, she actually knew the dog's name, and she had Alzheimer's, and the dog went straight up to her. He started licking her. He'd never seen her before. She'd never seen the dog. Nobody told this woman the dog's name. The dog knew her, and she knew.
Sure, they're getting dogs nowadays to sniff people and sniff cells for cancer. Dogs are better at detecting cancer than, you know, some of the medical intervention that we do. Anyway, but yes, you are right. Animals, you know, for example, even the human eye is not very good. Our eyesight is, as you know, animals is not very good. There are lots of animals with much better eyesight.
You never see a dog with glasses.
No. It's because you know where to buy them. Dogs, by the way, don't have great eyesight. Cats have slightly better eyesight than dogs, but dogs don't have great eyesight at all. I think the story goes, according to scientists, that dogs see everything in black and white, and they don't see colours.
Yes.
Okay, so, but humans' eyes are not great. Birds have better eyes than we do. For example, they see much better than we do, you know. So our method of visualising things is not very good. So it's not perfect. Now, anyway, getting back, I suppose, to then species. So we've established that we think a lot of animals are more intelligent than we are. But what about aliens? Do you think they exist, Lily? Do you think they've been here at some point?
I really don't think. And I actually think with the way that we have modern technology now and all the scientists we have and everything. I don't know if you know a guy called David Moore. He's an astronomer.
Mm. Right.
He does all the things with the stars and that. He's a good friend of mine. He was down here. But anyway, I really don't think there's aliens. But who am I to say? Like, you could say to me, well, Lily, do you believe in God? You've never seen him. Like, why are you saying you don't think there's aliens? Because you've never seen, you know, I'm no scientist. I can't say that. But all I know is animals are the next.
Okay, I get that. Lily, do me a favour. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Joseph and John as well and Roisin. Joseph, hi, how are you?
Hi, Ned, how are you?
Good. Joseph, you don't believe there's aliens either?
No.
No. None at all?
No.
No. Is that not a bit naive?
Why?
You know what I mean? Is that not a bit naive to assume that in this, you know, infinite galaxies and solar systems and everything that's out there, that at some point there's other intelligent life that managed to get here at some point and spot us?
No. The only intelligent life there is God.
Ah. Didn't know you were coming from the religious aspect on this one. There you go.
And what they call demons are just...
Yeah, but surely if there is a God, and I'll accept, you know, that you believe in God, and that's fine. But maybe God, you know, produced other planets with other people on it and other life forms.
There is other planets, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but with other life forms. I mean, it would be a bit egotistical for us to assume that we're the only ones that he gave life to.
No, there is plenty of other life, but it's not intelligent life like human life.
But are humans really the most intelligent? Lily believes some animals are more intelligent than we are.
Oh, they do behave more intelligent than we are, sorry.
They don't have a conscience, maybe.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I believe.
Yeah. Mm. So you kind of close your mind completely to the idea that alien life forms...
It's not closed. It's just reality. I can't say that I'm a Christian, a Catholic, and believe in eternal life, and that our Lord died for us, unless we were made in the image of God.
But this, you surprise me, Joseph, because I've spoken to you before. You're very open-minded to all sorts of theories and everything else, and it surprises me that
what's the difference between a theory, conspiracy theory, and reality?
Well, I don't know. What are you going to tell me the difference is? None, generally.
No. It used to be about 20, 30, 40 years. Now it's about 3 weeks.
It's about 3 weeks on Twitter. Yeah. No, I get you. So, but stay there for a second, Lily and Joseph. Let me go to John. John, hi, how are you?
How are you? Yeah. You had me in knots laughing there with your man. He's like, he was getting interviewed with the Gardaí. He's like, no.
No, Joseph just doesn't believe it exists at all.
No, come here. You would be completely naive to think that there's no other life forms. And look, just let's just say it straight out. Like, aliens, it doesn't mean little green men. Just means they're alien to us. So, you know, like, that's what people are very close-minded about, that fact. That if you can't get past that point, there's no point in talking to them about it.
What do you think it might look
like? I had a manager before that was so close-minded about it. I used to wind him up every day. He said, we're the only things out there, and that's it. I'm going, are you for real? There's other planets out there with water on them. If there's water, there's life.
I'm going to debunk that. Let me debunk that straight away. And now let me, this whole idea that there has to be water for life. There doesn't have to be. That's just our view of what life needs.
They have found planets that are the same as. Like,
but why do they have to be the same? Just because we need water to survive, other life forms might need water.
That's true as well. Yeah. But I'm saying that's just for even to basic it down for people. From what we know, what can sustain life, we've found other planets that can, from what we know, can sustain life for us. Right. We don't know if there's other life forms that eat jelly to survive. We don't know. You know what I mean? They get two curry sauces when they go to McDonald's, you know? Right? You know?
But Joseph has written it off completely.
So, they've proved that. But also, they've said, like, they've released files of the videos of UFOs, like, that they've actually...
Do you believe them?
They've had to admit. Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, the only thing I will say in Joseph's defense, right, you know, John, when I've seen these TV documentaries or these videos online of, look, a spaceship spotted over Mexico, right, they're always like dodgy, grainy videos. Yeah, I mean, look, everybody has a smartphone now, you know, with a 40 megapixel camera on it. Surely somebody could get a good video.
I fully agree with you on that. But like, there's two videos that were from military aircraft. And they've locked onto targets, like, and the targets are seen going underwater and back up and stopping and going straight up. And they had, like, they did release the footage. It was 2016, and they did actually officially say, like,
They said they were unidentified flying objects.
Unidentified flying objects.
Yeah, well, hang on, sorry. Joseph has something to say there. Hang on, John, hang on. Joseph, sorry. Go ahead.
I give an answer to it very easily. They were just aircraft that are way more advanced than we believe there is. We're not getting the good stuff. I mean, don't forget, the jet engine was officially the first jet plane flew in 1939. Really, they haven't moved on from then. We're still flying around.
I know, what you're saying, you said we're not getting the good stuff. It's not like there's a wholesalers out there where you buy the stuff. It just means...
No, he's talking about the Americans developing technology and not releasing it. That's what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah. God, they do, yeah. But it's the American aircraft, and it just so happened to be the actual fighter jets that would be called in a scenario where there would be unidentified objects in the sky that caught these.
But see, the argument is that they would release the footage because there's a demand to release it by the pilots or by people who had saw it, right? And they release the footage just to satisfy everybody and write it off as unidentified flying objects because they don't want the enemy to know what they're actually capable of doing, that they have other methods of propulsion.
True enough. But there are other things, like, again, even if we just disregard that, like, it is, I think it's pretty naive to think that we are the only, considering, like, we don't even know how big the galaxy is, like, the outside space is. And there's planets upon planets and millions of planets everywhere. Like, there could be, like, we could be only a product of another planet, you know, from some, like, I just think it'd be naive to think that we're the only ones.
Hang on, let me just go to Roisin as well. Roisin, hi, how are you?
Even Niall, how are you?
Good. Yeah, Joseph saying absolutely not. It's not happening. No life out there. That's it. We're obviously the only ones intelligent and everything else.
Well, let me tell you, Niall, in the jobs that I have worked in, if there isn't another form of life out there, I'd give up.
Right.
Because I genuinely believe that some people on this planet really are not connected, and you'd wonder, are they alien underneath? Because, sweet Jesus Christ, common sense is just, it never prevails for people anymore.
I often wonder about Eamon Ryan, actually, in fairness.
And that's the thing, I think the previous caller said there now, if you believe that there isn't another life force out there, you are extremely naive.
So Joseph is naive.
I would believe so. Like, especially in this day and age, and science the way it is.
Older generations don't really look, I'm not being rude to them, but they do sound like they're like older than myself. And
Joseph
and the other lady that was on. I'm not being rude to that, but like older generations would be a little bit more close-minded to stuff like this as well, you know?
Do you think so?
Yeah, because they were brought up in the era of Catholicism. I can never say
Catholicism.
Yeah. And they believed that God is the only one, and they all end with God, and we begin with God and we end with God. Where that's fine. I have no problem with you believing that, but I genuinely do believe there is other life force out there. I do believe that some of it is very hidden to us, because again, like you've said, we are the enemy. But like even your research there, when they called and they asked, would I marry one? Well, after what I married
before. Hold on for a second. Who asked that?
Didn't ask me that.
Was it Connor?
Hold on a minute.
Did Connor ask you, would you marry a shift an alien? Is that what he said to you?
Oh, yeah.
She got the easy question.
Joseph, is Roisin right? Because older people, like me, like you, okay, I'm going to put myself in the category, although I'm not a believer, you know, who believe in God and have been taught, you know, all the way through their lives that God created this, that and the other, and that's just the way it is. That
you're kind of,
it begins and ends with God, that you're kind of close-minded to the idea.
I would think
no. Let him answer. Go ahead, Joseph.
No, I did believe in aliens at one stage, yes, I did.
But, what made you change your mind?
The fact is that I thought, what made me change my mind? God. Believing in God. I just believe in God, you know. That's why.
I don't diss that, and I think it's very it is like, it's a lovely thing to have your faith and to believe in, and I know that that will be like a reassurance and everything, and I don't have anything against it. But I just think that generation, like, even with my, like, we grew up in a house that, yes, Catholicism was there, and we were given the option, we can follow it, we don't have to follow it. But I believe, when I look at some of my cousins and how they were reared, I can see beyond that. And especially in science and the way science has come on so far, they're definitely
going to... Well, hang on for a second, the three of you, because I've got a minute to go to the news, and I want to go to Steve just very quickly before the news, but I will talk to you again after the news.
Steve, lovely.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Fantastic. 1 minute to go. Yeah. Let's all just sing a song together. There's no point in me even talking, Niall. Are you mental? Go to the news, for Christ's sake.
Kumbaya.
No, sell it to me, well, Steve.
Go on. Well, give us at least, give us a bit of hope, Steve, before you get into the news. Give us a kind of, maybe a teaser of where you're going to go.
There's no such thing as aliens. The space that we see out our windows when we look up into the sky isn't real. It's a computer generated image. The Earth may be flat.
I knew you were going to drop the Earth flat one. Jesus. Oh, this is going to be in the news bulletin now.
Is he tonight on the Nova to say this?
Oh, he's not. I wish he was. You couldn't actually make it up. Listen, I've got to take some of you back after the news, by the way. We now know where Steve is going with this one. The number is 087-188-0008. Have you or do you believe that we're the only life out there? Or maybe there is aliens. Now, we've been speaking to Roisin and John. So far, we've established John believes aliens exist somewhere out there, based on the fact that he believes there's water on other planets, possibly. Roisin thinks there's aliens actually on this planet, and she would marry one, probably, or she'd at least shift one anyway. Did you say this to my producer? You're getting separated, and anything would be better than what you had.
You're caught now.
All right, well, now Steve has just thrown some petrol on the fire, because not only is this just a simulation and we're looking at computer graphics out there, but he also landed us with the wonderful idea that the Earth is flat as well, which I'm sure believe.
Wait, what I said was the Earth may be flat. May. I'm going
you're
to
nuts.
I'm just going to say that, you know, it's just a question. There's no harm in a question. And while I'd like to say to Roisin, Roisin bursted her whole laughing when I said flat earth. And she's the one who's going to marry a bleeding alien.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't marry my ex, Stephen.
So, Steve, like, okay, let's get to the aliens first. We'll come back to your flat earth theory in a minute,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, okay, leaving aside your simulation theory, which you explained to us last week in great detail, that we're all living in some sort of simulation. Let's say we're not living in a simulation and it is all real. Right, because that's obviously a possibility too. So, if it's an infinite amount of space out there, and there's infinite amount of solar systems and infinite amount of universes out there somewhere, surely there's another planet with people just like us or more intelligent than us.
Niall, but what you're not taking into consideration is you're saying an infinite amount of space, but there's only there's a finite amount of matter in the universe. That's why people get confused. They think there's an infinite amount of planets. And no, there's not. There's a specific amount of planets. There's a specific amount of
How do you know that? They don't know
in
that.
In the universe.
They don't know that.
The Big Bang proved that. The Big Bang proves all of that.
Yeah, but that's only the theory that we have. There could have been more than one Big Bang.
Okay, Niall, right. So let's go on main science here and say that main science says there was a Big Bang. And when that Big Bang spewed out hydrogen gas into the universe, you have to admit there's a finite amount of atoms then after being spilled out. So it's not an infinite amount of planets.
No, that's based on the theory that there was one Big Bang. And that's based on the theory of our scientists who say in our universe, in our solar system, there was one Big Bang. But there could be other places. I mean, billions of light years away, where other scientists said there was another Big Bang somewhere else. No, I don't know, or another time.
The Big Bang was the thing that created the universe.
Roisin had the Big Bang as well. Some point.
With the alien, yeah.
Doing a Big Bang.
Interdimensional space lizards, yeah. Go for it. But let me get back to the point. So, if there's a finite amount of planets out there, it obviously does reduce the chances of life being out there. But given that we're carbon-based life and carbon is abundant in this universe, then obviously there has to be carbon-based life on another planet. Now, have those people been here? Absolutely not. Why in the name of Jesus Christ would they come to Earth? I had this conversation with a friend of mine. They said, oh, they might be here looking for our resources. And I'm saying, you moron. You think they're coming 11 million light years away, just for our bleeding resources?
Greta Thunberg would hand over the resources tomorrow.
But here.
Sorry, John, what are you trying to say to Steve?
But think of it from there. I get what you're saying, Steve. But they don't know where they're going. They don't know what they're going to discover.
If they have the technology, we try to go to other planets,
and
they sent out that thing
that just plays music all the time, going around space forever, waiting to get a signal back. They got the WOW signal back off that.
Yeah, I heard that. So let me ask you.
By the way, and I hate to be the one that's right all the time, right?
Yeah.
Can I just say here, okay, that there's, if you go into, there's one of the big scientific websites here, it says sometimes it takes two to kick off a universe. Researchers have recently proposed the idea that we may have had two Big Bangs, one for normal matter and one for mysterious dark matter.
Dark matter, yeah, absolutely. But it's still the one universe you got to show you.
Yeah, but I did say there could have been two Big Bangs, didn't I?
There's still only a finite amount of stuff in that.
Roisin can't even get one bang, and we're talking about two.
Let me get back to John here. John, here. Just expand your mind for 2 seconds, right? So think of this.
Go ahead. I'm open.
The closest planet to us that we think could sustain life, carbon-based life, is 11 billion light years away. Traveling at the speed of light, it would take us 11 billion years to get there. In other words, it would take them 11 billion years to get here because nothing can travel faster than the speed of light in the galaxy.
From what we know. Steve. Sorry, Roisin, what are you trying to say, Steve?
Like in this day and age, right, with the way things have advanced so much, to not believe there is another life force is very closed.
Even so, Roisin, even the Court Cross, I'm sorry, but like your man, like if, when they had the gimbal video and the Tic Tac video of your, of the fighter Jeff fighting your man, the aircraft they followed was at their destination like 5 minutes before they even got there.
It was a bleeding seagull. It was a seagull off in the distance. Or a drone. Or a piece of dust.
But you do know, by the way, you can take shortcuts through space. You're talking about billions of light years away. You know you can take shortcuts through space.
Yeah, wormholes.
Yeah.
Wormholes. I get that, but you know, you can't break the laws of physics, Niall.
Yeah, well.
And that's within the realm of physics. And I'd also like to say...
By the way, that's our laws of physics, as understood by our scientists. The laws of physics, by the way, have changed throughout time.
Of course they have.
The theories by different scientists on the laws of physics have changed throughout time. The laws of physics themselves don't change, but the theories in relation to those laws of physics change.
The laws
change.
Of physics were developed, Niall.
Yeah, no, hang on. Our understanding of the laws of physics, our understanding of gravity, of mass, of speed, all of those things have changed throughout time.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, we'll go back 1,000 years and talk to somebody about the speed of light and gravity and see how well they understand it.
Hold on a second. So you're telling us that the gravity, our understanding of gravity has changed?
Yeah, of course it has.
I don't even know what gravity is.
Well, most people 2,000 years ago didn't know what gravity was. I'm just saying our understanding of how it works and how gravity works and how matter works and how speed works and how the speed of light works and the speed of sound and the calculation of all those things, our understanding of that has got so much better over the last 1,000 years. Of course.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
We don't know all that.
Yes.
But we don't even know all their understanding of the normal physics.
We've no understanding.
It just goes back to the point, bro, and I do agree with you.
Can I go back to aliens,
like,
please?
Like,
so, Steve, what about all those people who claim that they've been abducted by aliens?
Something out there. There has to be.
Like, I think on cocaine.
Like, I think it seems to work with the public, like, you know, to see all this.
What's going on here? I can hear like 4 different voices at once. What the hell is going on?
It's Roisin and John.
If they don't exist,
he's been invaded.
Sorry, John, what are you trying to say to Steve there? Go on, sorry.
I said, if aliens actually don't exist, where did Stephen come from? Because he's mad as a brush. I'm only messing. I love him a lot, but like, you can't deny it, Steve. I get what you're
saying. Simulation theory. Look into it, brother.
We don't know about, like, they're saying propulsion systems that they reckon that these UFOs, I'm not going to go mad into it. Like, they were saying, it's like they use, like, anti-gravity, like, propulsion systems where there's no mechanical engines and this.
Anti-gravity. Fucking Star Trek.
I only seen all this stuff when I looked into the thing about the Tic Tac video and all, how these things move so fast.
Dude, you can't switch off gravity. You cannot switch off gravity. It's the laws of physics.
They could potentially use gravity as their propulsion system. You don't know that. We don't know that. There could be aliens that could come. There could be ants. They could come and they could be all idiots, man. They could come and they could be all, like, giant forever. And they've lived for a billion years.
Well, where did you find this fella?
You know, like, we just don't know.
Yeah, you know, hang on. He's making valid points. Would you stop, Steve? They could be any shape. This idea, for example, that you know, you only base it on the fact that a planet can sustain water. That's the only way it can have life. That's nonsense.
I never said that.
I know. I'm just saying that could be nonsense too, Steve.
Niall,
will you lower them down?
as a human race understand, that's what can sustain.
Seriously, you're like the bleeding George Hell Bunny. What the hell? And on.
Sorry, I want to get back to aliens. I want to just focus on the alien aspect of it, right?
Okay, please. Yeah. Let's get quick,
because Sarah's waiting patiently there, you know, and she's losing the will to live.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Rick, go on, go to horse.
Sarah, hi, how are you?
Exterminate. Is that mad? Believe an alien.
Yeah.
Is that correct? So, certainly.
Yeah, I know. We're all a bit mad tonight. The full moon out. No. Sarah, do you believe in aliens?
Do I believe in aliens?
Yeah.
No. I don't think any sane person would.
Why?
Because there's no such thing as an alien. Has it ever been proved?
Well, there is dodgy videos around, isn't there?
Dodgy me ears. The American shit again.
Niall, you know that they found dead bacteria on Mars. It was one, you know, they found that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we just explain to Sarah that alien life just means life. It doesn't have to be what we look like. It could be bacteria. They found alien life on Mars.
Yeah.
Right, and how long, sorry, can I just say this to Stephen, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long did that life last?
Probably millions of years, for all we know. No, Mars used to have an atmosphere, and it used to have water, and it used to have land.
Excuse me. Without Anton, they can't last longer than a couple of hours or a few days.
Well, like, okay? What do you mean without anything? Like, without food and water and McDonald's?
No, listen, don't go along with this water thing. That annoys me as well, like. If there was Anton out there, like, we'd know by now. The only head cases around is Air Planet, and that's it.
But to believe that there isn't, I can't baffle that. I can't get my head around that people that, like, believe that we are the only species that will ever walk in this space.
It's all a bleeding simulation, lad.
Like, we have so much mutation in diseases and everything else at the minute. And that has been proven through COVID and the different degrees of COVID. And I don't know if you've gone to doctors in the last couple of years or months, but anytime you go to a doctor, it's a viral infection. Everything is used as a viral infection because they don't understand or know about the new bacteria that are out there and the diseases and how they've been spread so quickly. No, mutation has led to a lot of that. I 100% believe that there's mutations.
No, seriously, I don't think that crap. Same as people believe in heaven, right? People have faith. You look up at the sky, it's a dark sky. You keep going and going and going.
Sarah,
you know what I mean?
Sarah. Do you believe in God?
Do I believe in God? I have a faith.
Do you believe in a God? Do you think there's a higher power?
A higher power? Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay, so you believe in a mystical higher power, but not an alien? Not elf?
No, I believe, Stephen, I believe in myself. I believe in my own willpower. And I believe by actions that a human being takes, what you put out into the world, and I mean that in every area of your life.
Yeah. What's that got to do with aliens?
Well, you're asking me if I got a higher power.
Yeah, and there was a reason why I asked you. I said, if you can believe in something as outlandish as, you know, a higher power, then how come you can't open your mind up to the possibility of maybe there's life on another planet?
Because it's not realistic. It's not...
Neither is a God. That's my point.
No, but what I'm saying is, I never said anything about God here. You're talking about God as a higher power. I'm talking about a higher power. Something outside myself.
Niall, do you understand what I'm talking about?
Kind.
Or am I just losing the plot here?
Kind of.
Kind of?
Yeah, I was distracted, sorry.
No, I understand. I do understand. No.
I'm just leaving you to it.
I understand where you're coming from with the whole, like, God, higher power. You can believe in a God, but, yeah, you can't believe in, like, there's someone else living on Mars. Surely,
we explained, it doesn't mean little green men. It could mean that there's a planet out there.
But no one's mentioning little green men, only you, Steve. So why are you fascinated on little green men?
I'm saying this to her. This
because
is what I'm trying to explain to her.
Is that where
no, it's not. Will you
living.
Just will you wait? Let me finish the bleeding sentence. Let me finish the sentence.
Steve shows on tonight.
What I'm fuck? Why do people do this on your show now?
You do it as well. Hold on, you do it as well. You interrupt them too.
Well, you're horrendous for doing it.
Yeah,
I know. I'm an awful pig, but I'm a hypocrite, and I'm allowed to be the hypocrite. What I'm trying to say to Sarah is, you know, when people think of alien life, they think of little green men out on other planets.
Yeah.
There could be a planet
that's
out
what
there.
You believe people
I'm
think.
Not
I
finished
don't believe
the
like
goddamn
that.
Sentence, Jesus.
No, but you're trying to
Christ.
Force your belief on someone else's mind.
I'm not talking
mind,
to you. I'm talking to
Jesus
Sarah.
Christ. We have found an alien,
can
Niall,
you understand?
And we
and you understand.
No, I get the point that Roisin is making to you, Steve. You're saying when people think of aliens, they think of little green men. Roisin said she doesn't think of little green men. Not everybody thinks of little green men.
Sentence. Let me.
Okay, well, hang on, ladies. Let him finish the sentence, and then you can both attack him.
Please, Christ Almighty! Shush.
Okay.
What I'm doing is I'm not talking to Roisin. I'm talking to Sarah. Okay. And what I'm saying to Sarah about the little green men is, we don't have to be talking about those type of things. There could be a planet out there with dinosaurs on it, for all we know. There could be a planet with all different types of sea life, for all we know.
What about pussycats? Could there be a planet just cats?
Stephen, can I just say something to you there?
Yeah.
Since we are talking about aliens, right?
Yeah.
Years ago, right, back in the day, right, many, many moons ago, right, that older people in our country, especially our country, would class non-nationals as aliens.
Ah, but just stop out of that. Where are we going with this?
Is that a full moon? The other lad's taking cocaine. This one's bleeding for trolley. And the other one's marrying aliens. What in the name of Jesus has this show become?
Sarah, what is wrong? Sick to the topic. Right, Sarah, when you think of aliens, Sarah, from another planet, what do you see in your eyes?
Do you remember Willie LV for Victory? Mousy, Mousy. Right? And then Alf.
Alf. I remember Alf. Yeah. I remember Alf.
Mark and Mindy.
Nanu, Nanu.
Yeah. So does anyone else grow up with Mark and Mindy?
Mark
and Mindy were brilliant days. Mark and Mindy. Jesus Christ.
But Mark was an alien, was he not?
He was. Mark was an alien.
Yeah.
He was also an actor, can I point out.
Well, Stephen obviously missed that program.
Robin Williams. Well, I was the one who brought up Mark and Mindy. Jesus Christ, open your ears.
Nanu, Nanu. Shazbad.
Nanu. Mark, call him Mindy. Come in, Mindy. Mark, call him.
Stephen Noel, honest to God, what has this show become?
And then was Jim Carrey and another one like trying to pull the moon down?
Considering that we're all talking bollocksology here, you know, we're just pulling things out of our arse to talk about, I may as well bring in my flat earth theory, will I?
Bring it in, Steve. Go on. Come on, you have 5 minutes to bring it in there, but bring it in. Go on, bring in your flat earth theory.
Okay. So, I have been watching an awful lot of things to do with flat earth lately. Whilst I agree that there is a 99.9% chance that the Earth is round, there is that 0.1% of me that goes, maybe, just maybe, because there's scientists who refuse to answer bleeding questions. Now, of course...
Like, give me the questions, right?
Okay, the curvature of the Earth.
Yeah.
Why is it that if you, me and you, are facing each other and we're exactly a mile away, I should be dropping down, I think it's 6 inches, and you should be dropping down 6 inches, but we both have telescopes, we can still see each other's feet. Why?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I can't answer that question. Maybe a mile isn't far enough to actually see the curvature of the Earth. I don't know.
Okay. No, it drops down like 6 inches every something. I can't remember what it is.
So I don't think it's a mile. I think it's a bit more than that. Go on.
Okay, let's say we're 20 miles apart, Niall. I shouldn't be able to see you whatsoever. But I can. Now, people will say that that's because some parts of the Earth is actually really flat. And I agree, but not on water. You can send a boat out to water 20 miles and you can get a telescope and you can see across. But
that all depends on the elevation you're at. Unless the two of you could measure from the Earth's core that you were at exactly the same elevation, then there's no way of proving that theory.
Hey, what did I say about water? Water finds its own level. So you know that... with water, unless you're up in the beach. I'm talking about on the ocean, which finds its own level.
Might find its own level, but the level of the ocean all around the world is at different levels because it moves.
Different depths, Niall.
Yeah, but no. But it's also at different levels and different. So if you measured the surface of the water from the Earth's core at different places on the planet, it's different.
That's depth, you lunatic.
No, you're missing the point. Taking a distance from the center of the Earth, if you could, theoretically, to the surface of the water, which would be the best measurement, which would be the radius, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you measured, say, somewhere off the coast of Australia, and you measured somewhere off the coast of Ireland and the Atlantic, right? The coast of Galway there at the Atlantic. You would probably get two very different measurements.
No, you wouldn't. You absolutely would not.
You would get the exact same measurement. Water finds its own level. If we had different heights of water around the world, first of all, how would that work? Because it's gravity that pulls the water down in the first place. That's a ridiculous notion.
No, is it because the water moves? Because it's like if you have a small little tray you put in the oven and you've water in it, and an inch of water, and as you're bringing it to the oven, it's moving. So it's at different levels because it's not perfectly still. So it's moving. That's how we end up having tides through gravity and everything else and through the moon. But I'm not going to get into all that. But the point is, it does move. So because it moves, the water is at different levels. There's no way of measuring your theory with a telescope, by the way. That's an impossibility. You're not going to find two parts of the planet that will have it, unless you go out onto, the plains, the salt plains of Utah or somewhere like that, where you might have some chance of having the same level.
The chart and planet is different.
Wait, please. They done a test. They done an experiment.
Who did? Flat earthers.
Some guys. Probably flat earthers. But they done an experiment at some lakes, the Great Lakes over in the United States, on a perfectly still, calm day, which is like 20, 30 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And see each other using telescopes.
Yeah, you do know that lakes have tides, don't you?
Of course, but that's not because, you need to talk to a physicist. So
no, I'm just talking, because for you to measure that, it would have to be a damn big lake, like Lake Michigan, for example, in America. And Lake Michigan has have natural tides because it's so big. So again, if you stood on one side of Lake Michigan and the other side on the surface of the water, one side would be higher than the other.
Level.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah.
It wouldn't be level. It wouldn't be level because the tide's on it.
It doesn't know.
Niall, if you get two boats and put them at the edge of each water, it's going to be the exact same level, lunatic.
No, it's
yes,
not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Please, somebody just text in and tell Niall how much.
Okay, I'm not going to get into it. Okay, that's one question. Second question. Okay, second bit of proof that the Earth's flat. Go on.
Okay, why do pilots not need to adjust their height constantly when they're travelling around the curvature of the Earth?
Because the height is based on the distance from the ground, not the distance from the sky.
What?
Because the airplane flies around the corner.
Absolutely, Niall. We understand that. But a pilot doesn't have to constantly tilt his nose down on the plane to keep with the curvature of the Earth.
If there's a pilot ringing, could you ring him up and explain that one to us, please? I'm just curious myself, actually, about that. But I'm assuming it's to do with gravity, and I'm assuming it's to do with the fact that the altitude is measured from the ground up to the pilot. The pilot would have an altitude meter, so he just follows the altitude. That maybe if you didn't, now here's the theory, here's my own theory in my head.
Yeah.
Maybe if you just sat there holding the yoke, as it's called, dead straight, and you didn't look at the altitude meter, maybe you would go up. I don't know. I'm assuming you probably would.
That's one of the questions I have to ask.
Well, yeah, maybe you would go up. So how does that prove the Earth is flat? That doesn't prove the Earth is flat. Maybe you would go up. I don't know. You have to ask a pilot that one.
Well, there was a guy on a plane. He brought a gyroscope with him on the plane, and the gyroscope didn't move.
Stop.
It should have. If he was adjusting to
Then how do you explain that if you fly continuously, say, you know, from one part of the world, like say from London, and you fly in a direct straight line, you will end up back in London. So how do you explain that? Why don't you fly off the edge?
They're flying in a circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they're flying in a circle. Not a 3D sphere. They're flying in a 2D sphere.
But they're not turning the plane left.
Oh, and apparently they're not pointing up either. Or pointing down. How do we know? We're not pilots.
We need to get a pilot on the air to explain all that one. All right, listen, lads, ladies, it's been funny. Roisin, I'm looking forward to the wedding. You and the alien.
Oh, yeah, bye.
Yeah.
Nanu.
Yeah. Thank you very much indeed, Steve, Roisin and Sarah. I was going to say it's been an interesting conversation, but actually it hasn't. It's been a bit of an insane conversation.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.